This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, the time is now 4:45, and I'm officially calling the September 20th SA meeting to order. And I'm starting on time, right? Yep. And Chelsea, could you please call the roll? Melissa. Who?
Present.
He's here. Here. He's coming from the post-election meeting. He'll be here in a second. Oh, he is. I saw him. Bathroom.
Here.
Here.
Who? What? Sorry, what name?
Corona.
She's coming from work. She's coming.
Yeah.
She's here. I saw her. She'll be here in a second. There she is. Set. Okay. Next on the agenda is approval of the September 13th, 2012 meeting minutes. Is there any motion? How much, Laura? There is a motion to approve, and it has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next on the agenda is open microphone, meaning if anyone in the audience would like to speak and is not on the agenda right now, feel free to come up and speak. Okay. Next on the agenda, what is we're not in announcements yet. Yeah. We are shifting around the agenda a little bit, and Lauren Ritter and Allie from the Willard Trade Hall Programming Board, sub, Student Union Board, thank you, and Pub Committee are here to present on the Bears Den and answer any questions there, some updates for us, and then Eric Silverberg from the College Town Student Council will speak. So, Allie and Lauren. If you could speak into the microphone, that'd be great. Thank you. Thank you very much. And before we open up to any questions, we would just like to commend you guys and thank you guys, because I know I've been sitting in the meetings. Jill also has been sitting in the meetings, and you guys are over there. And you guys are doing a really great job in sort of overhauling the committee and sort of bringing it fresh energy and ideas. So really good job, guys. Is there any questions? First on the speaker's list is VP Desai.
Hey guys, thanks for coming. Just wanted to echo President Giblin's sentiments. Thank you guys for all the work that you're doing. I know that a lot of people don't get to see it, but I guess being more like live and seeing stuff, we really do appreciate everything. Like, it's a very noticeable change. Just wanted to let everyone know that, you know, like every other bipartisan organization, the Legislative Audit Union Board will be coming to an appropriations committee meeting. So if you guys are interested in the public specifically in China's execution, I would encourage you to come to that specific hearing and get a chance to see a little bit more of like their in-depth operations and give yourself a chance to give them more discreet feedback. So thank you guys for coming.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Kirk.
Thank you, Governor. I was wondering if you have any long-term plans for returning events of the school year, or if you're concerned that this is not going to be a benefit for you to the long-term plan.
Are there any other representatives who wish to ask questions? Representative Iwaoka. Thank you very much, guys, and we'll definitely be in touch. Next on the agenda is a presentation by the College Town Student Council President, Eric Silverberg.
But
Yeah, we actually do have a small speakers list, and if anyone wants to also be added to it, feel free to let me know. First on the speakers list is VP Gitlin.
First, thank you for coming. Quick question is, if anyone on the FDA wants to get involved, how
would
that
help?
Thank you. Next on the speakers list is Representative Smith. Thank you. Next on the speakers list is Representative Kerr. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Iwaoka.
Hi,
Thanks. And the last question is Representative Marshall. Great. Thank you very much, Eric. And again, especially for younger members, if you're interested in working with the College Town Student Council, feel free to reach out to Eric. We'll send around his contact information. Thank you. We are now moving into announcements and reports. The first is a Take Back the Tap announcement by Representative Balak. She's also the chair of the Environmental Committee.
Yeah, sure.
What? Oh. Ross.
Bottled down. Thanks, Sarah. Maybe we can look into getting some SA water bottles, Renil, potentially. Reusable ones.
You want to pay for them.
Okay.
Just give me part of my intro.
Next on the speaker's list, is, on the, as far as announcements, is Representative Chopra. Next on the announcement is VP Desai. He has an announcement about
sorry, this wasn't on the agenda. We actually didn't find out about it until after, literally within the last 20 or so minutes. But for those of you guys who know, we by last fund the Collegiate Leadership Program, which is the boxes around campus where you get the New York Times and the USA Today. So an initiative that was actually started last year, was brought to us at the end of last year, came to fruition today. So as you guys, the way that actually works is we buy a number of subscriptions that are put in those boxes. And then you guys know, like when you buy a New York Times subscription, you also get the online subscription. So we found a way to streamline the number of actual New York Times subscriptions that we buy and put in boxes around campus to be available to Cornell students. So this week, Stephen is going to help lead a PR campaign about how students around campus, through the student assembly, will have access to the New York Times. Primarily, like, you know, kind of like a kickoff thing based around the election, but, you know, infinitely for the rest of the year. And we'll be explaining a little bit more about how the actual intrinsics of that will work. But stay out on the keep your ear open if you'd like to help with the promotion for that. I think it's an exciting initiative that a lot of students will find good use out of.
Thanks, Yudhita Dai. Representative Block, did you have an announcement? In the same vein, I'm making one announcement. You'll be getting some information from Ross and Melissa about Into the Streets. It's the public service one of the public service center's largest days of volunteering. It's October 19th and 20th, and hopefully we can get an SA team together. Registration is due by September 27th. And it's for a couple hours on that, I think Friday and Saturday. So we'll be in touch about that. VP Gitlin also has an announcement.
Just a quick thing. We've been working with the Cornell Democrats and Cornell Republicans next Thursday at around 11.
Do I?
We'll be co-sponsoring the voter registration.
Okay, this is the last announcement. In the future, everyone, if you have announcements, please send them in to John by Tuesday at 10 p.m., like all other agenda items. What is it called? Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Rep. Kerr. We are now moving on to business of the day. First on the agenda is a special projects request, the Everyone campaign. VP Desai. $250 Okay, first on the speaker's list is Representative Kerr. Yeah, sure. Representative Kerr. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Pritchett. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Muir.
While I recommend the importance of the Emerald Campaign, I
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to amend the special projects request to $0. We're now going to open up a speakers list on that amendment. What? Okay, is it okay? It's been seconded. We're now going to open up this speakers list for this amendment. First on the speakers list is VP Lukasiewicz.
I think that while I understand the fact that the Appropriations Commission would be just funding like projects like this, I think that that is the purpose of the special project, and I think that this is a very pertinent issue on campus, specifically with the events that have been happening this past month. So I think that using the special project funds that are allocated in our budget for this type of thing is a great thing, and I think that these campus would be very, or these research books would be very helpful to students on the entire campus.
Next on the speakers list is VP Desai. Been a motion to extend, and it's been seconded. You can continue. Next on the speaker's list is VP Kittler.
I just want to let people know I've been working extremely closely with the Everyone campaign. I've had several meetings with them. I met with them right after the sexual harassment, sexual assault incident. I wholeheartedly disagree that this is something that we can definitely say is a very pertinent thing on campus right now, an issue that we have to address. It is something that PSA does support. though, and I don't think it's just some random organization coming up, the whole idea behind the Emblem campaign is to spread the knowledge about the resources that are readily available. And it's unfortunate that you guys don't have these campuses in front of you, but all they do is have resources available on campus. I think if we don't fund it, I think that's kind of a mistake. It's just one way we can get saying these other resources are available until we get, which can be a long enough, so we have a very distinct way of solving this issue. And with the assembly, with the Women's Resource Center, I think that this is some way we can begin to solve the issue. And this is something that we really necessary to study to be addressed.
Thanks. Next is Representative Kerr. There's been a motion to vote on the amendment. Is it seconded? There's dissent. So we are going to vote on the amendment. If you are in favor of voting on the amendment of $0, please, and ending debate, please raise your placards. If you're against ending debate, and voting. Abstentions. So by a vote of 10-9-4, where it does not pass, so we're going to continue debate and go back into the speaker's list. Representative Iwaoka. Representative Block. Next on the speaker's list is VP Breeden.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to really focus on the patient position from the get go. I think this is a really, really perfect issue, something that resonates a lot of members of the community, especially important for many, many people. But with that being said, the appropriation speech, which is a part of the student assembly, is not just an organization that exists as a funding group. It's things that either the money and funds have to go to organizations that have sought out student assembly input and not forming a proposal, but input in terms of like tracking and overall making like almost operations in terms of like this initiative, yeah, it's better student health, it's better student life. But at the same time, it doesn't fall in line with what the appropriation committee was formed for. And so that I agree with you. I think it's very, very important. But at the same time, we're at risk of setting precedents for something that really shouldn't be any precedent for.
Representative Bonatti. Thanks. Next is Trustee Boris. Next on the speakers list is Representative Stefanko. Next on the speakers list is VP Desai. What? Sorry. VP Representative Marshall. Joe. You're on it, too. Thank you. Could you also repeat the question, please? Someone. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Harris. Sure. Who said that? Yeah. Voted against itself. I'm going to refer the question to VP Desai. Next is, yes, to me. Point of information is to the chair. Is alcohol education? Sure. Again, I'll refer that to VP Desai, but I don't think that's relevant to the conversation right now. Representative Harris. We are now moving to the second speaker's list unless there are any motions. There's been a call to question. There's dissent. So we are going to vote again. If you on the amendment for $0, if you're in favor of voting now and ending debate, please raise your placards. Do you think you could raise your placards one more time, please? Thank you. If you are against, and abstentions? What? But some people left the room. By a vote of 18-7-0, we are going to vote on the amendment now. So if you are in favor of amending, what? There's a motion to roll call. Is there a second? It's been seconded. Okay. So we are now voting on the amendment to change the special projects request to $0. So if you're voting yes, you're in favor of defunding this project. If you're voting no, then you're voting in favor of keeping what's in front of you, what was recommended by the Appropriations Committee. And then obviously abstains and abstention. Yes. Yes. This requires two-thirds to basically be overturned. Yeah. So, Chelsea, if you could.
What? Two-thirds over to the actual. No.
Yes.
No.
What? Oh, do you think we could all the new representatives weren't in the role? It's okay. I could call them if you need. Vote of 7 to 16 to 1, the amendment fails, and we're going back into debate on the special projects request. There's been a call to question that's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're now going to roll call again on the special projects request. What?
Explain me to half. Simple majority to pass it, two-thirds to overturn it.
It's under 500, though. Sorry, you're right. Basically, this does not have to be voted on because it's under 500. Thank you for the correction. Also, thank you, Chelsea, for having a great memory. That was really cool. So thank you very much, guys. This special projects request is going to continue as recommended by the Appropriations Committee. Next.
On that purposes, what happened.
since it can't be voted on and can't be overturned, are there just any general questions for DP design? Are there any motions? Does anyone have any questions before we move on in the agenda? Seeing none, we are good. We're going to move on. Thank you, VP Desai, but you're still going to stay up there for Resolution 8, amending the 2012-2013 standing rules. First on the speaker's list is Representative Smith. Going to call it a question and a second. Any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to placard vote on Resolution 8. If you're in favor of Resolution 8, please raise your placards. If you're against, abstentions. By a vote of 24-0-0, Resolution 8 passes. Okay. We are moving on to new business. And the first resolution, so that's questions only. The first resolution is Resolution 9, Establishment of the Student Assembly Diversity Affairs Coalition, sponsored by Representative Smith. And you have 2 minutes to present, and then we'll go into questions. Thank you for coming, Ulysses. Faculty Senate Academic Committee.
So what we need is, in light of the course of the education that
Okay, we are now opening up the speakers list. First is Representative Block. And again, it's new business, so only questions. Next on the speaker's list is Rep. Kerr.
I just have a question.
It's actually new business. Sorry. So you were the last person on the speakers list. There was actually a point of information. No point of information. Is there anyone else who has a question before we move on the agenda? There's been motion to make a business of the day and dissent. Can you? What? So I'm actually going to say this is a pretty important resolution. I think a lot of people should take time, look it over, ask questions. So we are not going to. Okay. But there's dissent to make a business of the day. So we're going to just let it go through as new business for today. But I do, since the speakers list expired, I do recommend everyone sort of looking over this resolution over the next week, speaking to Ulysses, speaking to other members and representatives on the SA who have a sort of stake, or their constituencies have a stake. Was there a point of information? A what? Okay. I guess we will move back into the speakers list. What? Sorry. Next is Representative Chen.
Thank you. these have individual policies for those people that are actually writing the initiatives and coming back to the program.
Okay. Next on the speakers list is VP Breeden. Once I say that we're done with the speakers list, everyone wants to ask questions. You're next.
So thanks for helping me with these long-term listening. I was actually wondering what the couple thought of this. I don't think this was a lot. This is something that, sort of connects in a way that the area I was tackling in terms of the more academic and not necessarily student issues. I would love to hear your perspective.
Well, thanks. Lucy and I both share a desire for action, right? And you know, we're a great big part of the university, and one of the challenges we have is, we quickly bring all of our communities to buy in.
Thank you. Trustee Boris.
Thank you.
thank you. Okay, we are now, that's the end of the speakers list. We are now moving on in the agenda to Resolution 10, creation. And again, as I said before we move on, read over this resolution, email or meet with Ulysses to ask any questions. Next on the agenda is Resolution 10, creation of the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion. First on the speakers list is Representative Block. You don't, but you can go on the second. Okay. Thank you.
directly to the meeting, I think that's much more valuable than internally coming up with a chair who's done how to do the assembly work, who's like our actual role in the assembly, how we really want to build decisions to the actual academic role mission of the essay.
Thank you. Next, VP Gitlin.
I guess my question is, what do you see the role of the minority reps and the VP outreach, and how does that interplay with this position was being created?
That's really the first question here, let me say first that we need to change our mentality from the conservative because it is not quite appropriate for what we're doing. When we talk about the topic of conservative, the first thing, and it's not a fault of anybody, this is what kind of ingrained in us a lot of the time. The first thing we think of when we think of is minority. And I like that, and I think that's a big problem. Diversity, minority, and minority. And diversity and inclusion is great for everybody. And it's not just all the things that come along with it anymore. It's all the LGBT people that are able to talk about everything. And so the actual role of how we stand is to do this sort of conversation involved. And the individual is involved for you. It's just like if you're a representative of the community, the form of government, the government, that has to be just being left out.
On the speaker's list, last person is Representative Pritchett. Okay. That ends the speaker's list on Resolution 10. Again, please look it over the next week because it will be coming back up on the agenda next Thursday. Last piece of the agenda is Resolution 11, requiring committee applications for all potential assembly members. Sponsored by Sarah Balick, John Weinberg, and Ulysses. I should just put you on everyone. First one. There's been a motion to make a business of the day. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Yeah. Is it dissent? There's dissent. Do you want to explain your dissent before we vote? I actually do agree with that. I'm going to keep it as new business right now. We're not going to vote on it. And we're going to go back into the speaker's list and ask questions. Representative Kerr. Sorry, what is that? What'd you say? Are there any? Okay. So, that's a good recommendation. Next is Representative Harris. Sorry, just before you go, the recommendation was that they just clarify that clause over the course of the week, so when it comes back up next week, it will be clearer. So, Representative Harris.
So I think it's a way of service. We can't
right.
Next on the speakers list is Representative Block. Next is Representative Scuffle.
So, instead of, how would you guys feel?
Closer.
What?
Yes.
All right. So, maybe we can
decorum.
Our meeting, we're running on the board to be on the committee. Why don't we just have it so that the committee chair reaches out to them like on the application form instead of having what we have here? Have a what committee are you interested in, and then the committee chair contact them further instead of being the committee.
How
would you feel about that?
Fine, go.
As a committee chair, first of all, we're supposed to reach out anyway to people, but we don't necessarily know what the time is. Let's just keep in mind that we're going to move right into the question. But the deal
with us,
personally, it's not until after the or after the election that we actually have time to do this, but we need to be
able to do this.
And last on the speakers list is Representative Muir. Muir. Okay. Last on the speakers list is VP Breeden.
How you living in
So, I have a question about the requirement for the application. My concern is that it would serve as a very small and slight, which still is a significant barrier or something to deter people from running. Like, if they see one more thing that they have to do, like, they already have to get a certain amount of signatures for their petition, and I would engage for a prospective SA member to. You know, be deterred by
So we're going to move on to the second speaker's list. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on the first one before we move on? Well, you're on the second one. Representative Chen.
Just a quick question. How effective is the application process for me?
Right. And this is a requirement that much, so I don't think it's much of a barrier. And I mean, a lot of the work
because it literally just asks you to initial a link to somebody's website, or something that they gave a link to their website, and they give you all of the information of what they do, and then it just asks you to talk to each other. Now, it's up to the director of questions to come up with what the actual application looks like.
Next on the speaker list is Representative Pritchard. Okay, that ends the speakers list. The time is now 6:30, and I am calling this exactly, 6:29.
No, wait, just wait.
And I'm calling this meeting over.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.